The Greater New York Councils of the Boy Scouts has announced that despite a policy from the national organization banning gay adult leaders, it has hired 18-year-old Pascal Tessier, a gay Eagle Scout, to be a camp counselor this summer. The national organization lifted the ban on gay scouts in 2013, but not on leaders. Ricky Mason is a board member with the New York Council. Ricky, what was the thinking?
We have had a long-standing anti-discrimination policy applying to all ages, from teenager through adults, volunteers, staff members, and the like. We just don't discriminate flat out, and that includes with regard to sexual orientation. And that's been a very public policy of ours, very open. The national organization has never challenged us on that. And here we have an application for a young man who's highly qualified. He's an Eagle Scout like me, and we considered him on the merits. Being an exemplary candidate, he passed our standards clearly and easily, and his sexual orientation is just not an issue for us.
Well, the national group has expelled adults who've disclosed their sexual orientation. This is someone who's been very open about it going into this job this summer at camp. And the National Boy Scout spokesman, Darren Smith, said they're now looking into the hiring. What will you do if they say he has to be expelled?
Well, I'd rather not conjecture about that. I'm hopeful that, they'll take our position into consideration, and I don't know what they'll do. They have their own policy decisions to make, and we certainly don't make decisions for them or for other councils. I would say they have not, at this point, rejected him. He's gone through the process, so to speak.
You did submit his name to the national office, but they did not know his orientation.
Well, absolutely, we submitted his name to the national office. And in our application, in our process, as I said, because of our policy, which we firmly believe in, sexual orientation is not an issue. So it's not part of the application process. And from our perspective, should not be. They'll have to make their own decision. And if they do, I can't predict what will happen from there. I suspect that he will start to exercise his legal rights. And if he does and he goes to court, we will absolutely respect that process.
Have you heard from any parents of scouts heading to your camp? What are you hearing from your community?
We are hearing from our community 100% support. We are firmly part of the New York City environment. We have a very diverse community, as you know, with a lot of stakeholders, parents, businesses, government entities, nonprofits, churches. We touch all aspects of the community, and the support we're hearing is quite universal, and we're thankful for that. And we understand that this is a national issue, but from our perspective, it's very, very simple and direct. A highly qualified young man applied for a job, and his sexual orientation is not relevant to us.
That's Ricky Mason, board member for the Greater New York Councils of the Boy Scouts. Ricky, thank you.
Thank you so much, and very much appreciate the invitation to come on your show and explain our position.